Okay. So far we have shift from adversaries to partners or partnership. Which if you were going to do that, you'd be paying attention to who do you trust. Catch strategy, which is all about maneuvering before you engage. And shift to engaging and expressing. Become the person that's being reacted to. Okay, major way. Sort. Give up false advertising. And number four is be authentic, genuine, and sincere. So I'm going to give you the definitions of be authentic, genuine, and sincere, and then there are three things to be authentic, genuine, and sincere about, and you're going to figure out what they are and have a chance to practice. So authentic, and these are on your second sheet of definitions, authentic is that can be believed or accepted, trustworthy, reliable, that is in fact as represented, genuine, real. Genuine means of the original stock, purebred, really being what it is said to be or coming from the alleged source or origin, not counterfeit or artificial, real, true, authentic, sincere and frank, honest and forthright. Sincere, without deceit, pretense, or hypocrisy, truthful, straightforward, honest, being the same in actual character as in outward appearance. Genuine, real. Okay, so I'm going to give you three things to be authentic, genuine, and sincere about. But before that, I'd like you to consider that if what you want is for your dating, relationships, your interactions with the opposite sex in a romantic context, if you want to have them be an expression of human spirit, that what you might want to have as a criteria is that the person sitting across from you is someone with whom you find yourself being authentic, genuine, and sincere. That who you ask out are the women that you are just called to be authentic, genuine, and sincere with. That who you say yes to, or who you ask out as a woman, are the men that what they bring out of you is being authentic, genuine, and sincere. That if you can't be authentic with someone, that would mean that that was not a good person for you. Now that's the opposite of what we do, right? That's the opposite of what we do. We pursue where we have the greatest sexual attraction because that's what instinct tells us to do, and then we can't be authentic, genuine, and sincere with that person because we have to get them. And they might be the one. So the first thing for you to be authentic, genuine, and sincere about is your dating purpose. What, if you were going to stretch it out, what is really the end result of your dating that you're up to? What are you really up to? Purpose means something one intends to get or do, intention, aim, resolution, determination, the object for which something exists or is done. End in view. The end in view. So what is the end in view? Right now, where do you see your dating going? And what's as far out as you can see? That's what you'd want to say, is as far as you can see. So, for example, it may be that as far as you can see that your dating purpose is to have someone that you can have fun with for a few hours every week. Like that's your dating purpose, is to find someone to have fun with. Or to have companionship. You're looking for a companion on an ongoing basis. It could be that what you want to do is find a girlfriend. That's your dating purpose? Find a girlfriend. Or find a boyfriend. That's what you really want, is a boyfriend. It could be that what you want to do is get married. You're looking for your lifelong partner. You're looking for a wife. You're looking for a husband. And you'd want to state it. I'm looking for a lifelong partner to not get married to without marriage, or a lifelong partner with marriage. Okay? Those are all possible dating purposes. To find a sexual partner. This is the dating purpose women fear. It's the dating purpose women fear, that all you're looking for is a sexual partner. Can you imagine what would happen if you just came out and said it? How quickly you could sort instead of... Really? Instead of trying to figure out how much money should you spend on her before you give up on her going to bed with you?